This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. For some, last night was perhaps the final time they would vote as members of the Bethel City Council. With those votes, they passed two changes to the Bethel Municipal Code, adding formal training for new council members and giving the city more time to complete its audit. The council voted to postpone an overhaul of the city's ethics code until the next meeting. Vice Mayor Thor Williams introduced the measure requiring formal training for new council members. It would involve learning legal and financial obligations, along with how to deal with city administration and city departments.
So they're better council members right off the bat.
Members considered the idea of a booklet with the information, but in the end, the formal training ultimately passed 5-1, with Leif Albertson opposing and Carol Jung Jordan not present. Jung Jordan resigned her seat Monday afternoon. The council also voted to move the deadline for the city's audit to a later time. The audit had been due 150 days after the end of the fiscal year. That's stricter than the 270-day deadline the state and granting agencies impose. Finance Director Christine Blake said there was a loss of morale in the finance department as they kept missing a deadline that felt impossible. Finally, Councilmember Leif Albertson had introduced an overhaul of the ethics code.
We currently have a process for ethics board and for an ethics hearing. It caused us a lot of grief this year. It is not a good process. I think we all agreed on that.
One of the proposed changes was to replace council members on the Board of Ethics with residents. Currently, council members judge each other in ethics hearings. The ordinance also aimed to more clearly define what an ethics violation is. It took 30 pages to detail changes to the ethics code, plus the city legal's advisor, Michael Gotti, suggested 14 more amendments. Vice Mayor Williams wanted to postpone the vote until the following meeting.
When you try to change a big section of the BMC, sometimes it takes a little bit longer for everybody to get their points across. You know, I didn't hear from the maker of the motion what I thought would need to be changed.
Williams added an amendment himself about how members of the Ethics Board are selected and how often they meet. With that, Councilmember Albertson agreed there were enough changes to table the discussion. The body voted to hand off the Ethics Code overhaul to the new council that will be voted in October 1st. And during the first day of its annual convention, the Association of Village Council Presidents had some good news to tell the 38 delegates attending. AVCP is set to file its 2018 audit on time. A first. In 2016, AVCP was taken to task for misappropriated federal funds for its TANF program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. Since then, the nonprofit has undergone a yearly audit to get its finances back on track. But that's not all, according to AVCP's Director of Communications, Azara Mohammadi.
And we've also reduced the number of findings by over two-thirds.
The 2016 audit had resulted in 26 findings, which means there were 26 times where the finances in AVCP's departments didn't add up. In the 2018 audit, there were just 5. AVCP also updated delegates on the visits from U.S. Attorney General William Barr in May and Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Tara Sweeney's visit in August. In his keynote address, Eugene Buzzy Peltola Jr., the regional director of the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, praised AVCP CEO Vivian Corthius and her staff for addressing the lack of public safety in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and for getting the attention of Attorney General Barr. After Barr's visit, the Department of Justice released $10.5 million in emergency funding for Alaska and declared a law enforcement emergency. In her speech, CEO Vivian Corthius praised her staff for coming up with solutions to present to Barr, and tribes were also praised for helping conduct the research that was also presented. But getting public safety officers in place remains difficult in the region. Of 4 village public safety officers hired in July, only one made it through the training to graduate in September. AVCP's Mohammadi says she cannot comment on personnel matters. The AVCP convention continues today at the Bethel Cultural Center. Delegates will vote on 11 resolutions to send to the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in October. And in climate news, 16 young people from a dozen countries filed a legal complaint about climate change with the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child. The petitioners range in age from 8 to 17. Their complaint alleges that five countries, Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and Turkey, are violating children's rights by failing to curb fossil fuel emissions and reduce the effects of the climate crisis. The youth filed their complaint the same week the United Nations is convening for its Climate Action Summit in New York City. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports one of the petitioners comes from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Hi, my name is Carl Smith. I'm Yupik from Akak, Alaska, and I'm 17 years old.
On Monday, Smith, along with the other petitioners, spoke at a press conference hosted by UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund.
I'm here because climate change is affecting the way I live. It has taken away my home, the land, and the animals.
When asked if he felt like taking on the responsibility of fighting for climate change has stolen his childhood, Smith said yes.
Because I can't do my subsistence lifestyle anymore. We used to be able to go hunt, geese hunt, any kind of hunt, berry picking, and now they're just disappearing.
He then shared why he believes global leaders are delaying action on climate change.
I think they're acting slow is because they don't want to lose money. And I think they should go see what it's doing to the people in the little villages and the little cities.
Akiak, where Smith lives along the Kuskokwim River, is one of those little villages. Akiak has undergone dramatic erosion in recent years, forcing people to move out of their homes as the encroaching riverbank threatens their safety. Three of the other petitioners are from the Marshall Islands and another from Palau. Each described their island sinking beneath a rising and warming ocean. At the end of the press conference, Smith gave this final message.
Everyone needs to act now, because if we don't act now, all of us are going to lose our homes. We're going to lose everything. Would you guys want to lose your homes?
A global youth strike is planned for this Friday to demand world leaders create policy to address the climate crisis. Smith marched in a similar strike last week in New York City. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, the search for Bethel's new city manager has narrowed down to two candidates. The city's executive search firm delivered 18 candidates to the city council, which met Monday night to decide the two finalists for the job. Their names are Aaron Easton and Michael Patterson. Neither are from Alaska, but both boast municipal experience in smaller towns. Aaron Easton previously served as police chief in Marysville, California, and he often filled in as acting city manager for that 12,000-person town. Michael Patterson comes from Florence, Colorado, population 4,000, where he served as city manager. Before that, he served as city manager in four other cities over a period of 20-plus years. The next step is to conduct an on-site interview with both candidates, and those are tentatively scheduled for October 16th and 17th. There are two other high-profile positions the city is looking to fill. Only three candidates have applied for the city attorney position. The deadline for the application for that job closed September 6th. And the application period has also closed for Bethel's police chief. The city could not disclose the number of applicants. Those interviews will also be scheduled in October. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.